In a news update for June the 23rd, 2022, on this Thursday morning edition, part 3. Let's continue on with our plunge. Broadcasting on XM Radio, FM, and across all podcasting platforms. Platforms such as Spotify, Anchor FM, also Pocket FM, and Pocket Cast, Apple Cast, just to name a few, more than a few, about 6 of them there to be in fact, but there's many more we're on too, Reddit, too, all those things. So let's get finishing here. Let's get finishing here.
What if Mia Hamm came to Megan Rapinoe when she was a young girl playing soccer and said, "Hey, Megan, you don't matter. You don't matter. You just need to get over it. You don't matter." Can you imagine? Megan Rapinoe is a raging liberal psychopath. And now she's willing to throw young girls under the bus who she should be a role model for. She's not. She throws them under the bus saying, "Your sports aren't important." Even though that's where she comes from. That is the signs, that is the makeup of a psycho, folks. That is the makeup of a psycho. That's like the lion that eats its cubs because it doesn't want them to take over, the reign of the fields or whatever. She's evil. She is an evil witch. And I'm sickened that she is a representative of the United States of America on the national stage of a female sports star. And she is the worst this country has to offer. But so, you know what? I'd like to see Megan Rapinoe get a little taste because you know what the truth is, Megan? You don't matter. Women's soccer, sadly to say, doesn't matter. And I would even go as far as to say that youth soccer is more important than the women's national soccer team. How do you like that? But hey, you know what, Megan? Since you're such a selfish, arrogant bitch, I'd love to actually get Megan Rapinoe to taste a little bit of her own medicine. I'd like to see, she's probably done playing anyway. I don't think she plays anymore. But so unfortunately, she would never have to face this. But I would love to see, I'd love to see the next women's national soccer team be all men. That's what I want to see. I want to see the next, whenever the next female World Cup is, I know the men's World Cup is this November. I want the next female World Cup U.S. team to be all men. Now, men can be women, so we're not talking about the men players. We're talking about men pretending to be women. So, men, I want the entire women's national team to be made up of men so that someone like Megan Rapinoe, a woman, can never play again. You think she'd like that? See, that's the completion of their logic. That is the 100% application of their logic. And I'd love to see it reach that point. But see, the people that promote it never have to deal with it reaching its conclusion, so they don't really care. And so Megan Rapinoe doesn't care if a bunch of boys start playing as girls, so girls can never play for the U.S. again, and we can have the next Mia Hamm or, God forbid, Megan Rapinoe. No, now it's going to be men playing for the U.S. women's national team, and I'm ready for it. Let's see it. Let's see Megan Rapinoe support that when women don't even get to play women's sports anymore. That'll be fun. And it's coming. Transgender kids okayed for hormones at age 14 and sexual reassignment surgery at 15. Yes, that's good for the kids. Mutilate their genitals and destroy their future and put them on the track to the lifestyle that is the number one cause of suicide. How does Megan Rapinoe feel about that? She doesn't care. She's rich. She's famous. She's virtue signaling liberal.
Hi.
She's already won her World Cup, so she doesn't give a damn about the rest of them.
Oh, boy.
A parent submitted, this is from Libs of TikTok, a parent submitted a public records request for communications involving a GSA teacher at an Arizona school. It included patient intake forms for hormone therapy. The school reportedly claimed it was an error. Oh, yes. Scottsdale Unified School District records raise questions about hormone therapy for students. Now, we have clips, and we've played them before on the air, where they just say where are your parents now? In fact, I got this image from New Jersey. It's in a New Jersey middle school. It says, if your parents aren't accepting of your identity, I'm your mom now. And it's all this gay propaganda that they put for the kids in the schools. But we've heard, we've seen videos of teachers saying that. They're the parents now. They look at themselves as the parents because the parents don't want their kid to be gay or trans. They're 6 years old, 5 years old.
4 years old.
And so that's how, I'm telling you folks, liberals are dangerous. Liberals are dangerous, dangerous people.
Yeah, they
they're dangerous in a classroom. They're dangerous in a courtroom. They're dangerous in a doctor's office, a hospital. They are dangerous people.
Period.
Dangerous. Because their top 10 priorities are all the same thing, the liberal agenda. So if that's to sexualize kids and destroy kids' future, they put all else behind that, including their job, including their commitment. So would you really be surprised that teachers are giving the hormone therapy to their students because their parents don't want them to do it? Would you really be surprised that liberals are engaging in that? Of course you're not. You know these people are sick. You know these people are dangerous. They belong in a cage. But hey, I'm not an authoritarian, so I don't do that. But man, oh man, if this ever catches up with them, if you give a child hormone therapy chemicals that ruins their natural physiology and biology, you are a criminal. You belong in jail for a long, long time. But see, they know that. That's why they do it in secret. And that's why they tell the kids not to tell anyone. Kind of like, I mean, it was well known about, you know, they always bash the Catholic Church, a bunch of priests raping kids. And it's, you know, the priests tell the kids, you don't tell your mom and dad about this. And they rape the kids. That's the liberals. Oh, don't tell your mom and dad. I'm giving you this therapy. Don't tell your mom and dad. Can you imagine if a student... Or can you imagine a teacher decided he was going to start smoking weed with the kids, or he was going to give the kids acid or LSD or something? I mean, that'd be a crime. They'd go to jail. But, oh, hormone therapy drugs, that's gay pride. That's gay. That's liberal. That's okay. No, that's a crime. They belong in jail. They're criminals. They're criminals. But, oh, if you even show up now to LGBTQ events... Or you say you're going to organize people to go push back against LGBTQ events where they're targeting children. Now you're put on a watch list and you get arrested. Washington police arrest man over alleged threats against pride event, LGBTQ people. There's no threat. There is no violence. They literally just say, we're going to show up and do a counter protest. Now you're not allowed to do that. You want to know what a liberal victory is? Right here. Elon Musk's daughter has filed paperwork to change her first and last name. Elon's daughter, who is transgender, stated the reason was gender identity and the fact I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form. That's liberal victory right there. Destroying families, separating parents and fathers from their kids. That's a liberal win, and it's sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed...
Before I get into today's lineup, the phrase, do not be afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. Do not be afraid, 365 times in the Bible. So, you know, obviously there's 365 days in a year, if you didn't know that already. So pretty important stuff to do not be afraid. And it's hard right now, right? I mean, you have so many things happening all at once. Things seem totally out of control, but it's important that we do not be afraid. So keep that in mind as we talk about the January 6th sham hearing again today, day four of that. We're going to be talking about how fun paying premium for gas and groceries is, and also the push to harm our kids through those...
Joy W.
And also this the trans predators coming after our children. So again, do not be afraid. daily reminder, 365 times in the Bible. And there are victories. We're going to talk.
And also the brave souls that are fighting against all of these attacks, these things that make us fear. We're going to be talking to them. But first, sharing the verse of the day, Psalm 18:3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So do not be afraid. Okay, so today, starting off with the fourth.
That those people, the soldiers out there, will be saying President Trump pressured people to overturn
the election. This is the same thing that they did when it came to Vice President Pence. They were saying that President Trump pressured Pence to just overturn the election, which if you look deeper into it, it was just always about listening to the people, the majority of the people that had questions about what happened, about if the elections were run fairly. It was an election like no other. We'd never had so many mail-in efforts. We'd never had people counting for days and days. We'd never had all of these key states just stop all at once. So these were very fair questions that the American people were asking, and that was what President Trump was after. Now, I'm not necessarily a President Trump cheerleader, but I will say that they are definitely not framing this argument in the right way. So the article that came out from CNN was, of course, this pressure on Georgia election officials, you know, and it goes on to say about overturning the election. Says Schiff said the committee investigating the 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol will release new information about Meadows' appearance at a key election meeting in Georgia and text messages revealing that he wanted to send autographed Make America Great Again hats to people conducting the audit. Tuesday's hearing is the Select Committee's latest in a series that aims to demonstrate the former president's role in the attack. So here's another key sentence that that CNN is saying that the hearing is about aiming to demonstrate the former president's role in the attack. Well, that's actually quite the true statement because they've already determined guilt here. But at the same time, you'll frequently see mainstream news articles talk about the bipartisan committee. And if it was a true hearing, would it really have an aim to demonstrate the president's role in the attack, or would the aim be to be whether or not the president had a role in the attack? So things to think about in how they write these articles. We're going to dig more into this CNN article, as well as, you know, just take a time trip back to Adam Schiff and just how reliable he's been in the past, because he was leading today's effort. All that and more. Have those guests in the second and third hour. So, packed show today. Stick around and visit InfoWarsTheStore.com in the meantime.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep earth crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off, back in stock. But get four of the products together for 60% off.
Back. Christy Lee here, filling in for the War Room today. We're talking about the super exciting January 6th committee hearing that everybody's been watching, right? It's been great for ratings. Obviously, being sarcastic. So I'm reading this CNN article, which I never really liked to read CNN, but, you know, I do like to take a look at it and rip it apart. That's always fun and usually easy to do. So we're reading about this January 6th committee hearing that happened, or is it still happening? I don't know. I lose track of time. But happened today, could be still happening, I'm not even sure. But it says, during the first impeachment trial, I would always tell my fellow managers that we have to remember who we're talking to, the four and the 40 million. So this is Adam Schiff, who was leading the way in today's hearing. And he said, I still think that the audience, and I think that if any of the audience is watching, which is funny because we've already seen that really nobody is watching this thing, but that they would be moved by what they're seeing, okay? Schiff warned that American democracy remains at risk and that Trump is likely to begin a second run for the presidency. So just think about how silly that sentence is. This is their new narrative, that they're protecting democracy, and yet they're worried about if Trump would be allowed to, here it is, guys, this is what I'm talking about, if Trump would be allowed to run again. So even though we're a constitutional republic and not necessarily democracy, let's talk about this for a second. Democracy would be that we the people get to choose who we want to be our leader. But they're finding ways to remove a choice. So the whole concept completely contradicts itself. If they were for defending democracy, then everybody should have a fair shot. And even if it's the worst human being, I mean, if it's we the people,
democracy,
then we
should be able to decide. So actually, this
is threatening a true democracy. Those are my thoughts on that. So for anyone that just needs a reminder about Adam Schiff, remember with the whole Russian collusion hoax, how he was constantly saying, I have the evidence. Just wait till you see the evidence. It's not coming out yet, but I have the evidence. And then it just never showed up. Well, he's at it again. In case you missed it, let's take a look at clip number two.
Hearing will include evidence about Trump electors in battleground states who submitted fake Electoral College ballots, even though Trump lost these states that we're talking about. We have already heard that Trump campaign officials were involved in that. Do you have evidence that the former president himself was involved?
Yes, we'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also again show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme. And we'll show courageous state officials who stood up and said they wouldn't go along with this plan to either call legislatures back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden. The system held because a lot of state and local elections officials upheld their oath, their constitution, a lot of them Republicans, as well as Democrats.
Just to be clear, you said you have evidence that the then president was involved in putting a fake slate of electors out there. Do you have evidence that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of our hearing. We'll show during our hearing what the president's role was in trying to get states to name alternate slates of electors.
He says the same thing, and he says this more than once in this interview. I don't want to get ahead of the hearing. We do have evidence. He didn't really, from what I saw in the hearing today, he didn't show evidence that she was asking for, this hard evidence that he was asking for a fake set of electors. But I don't know how anyone listens to this guy anymore. He's such a fool. He peddled the lie of the Russian collusion hoax, and yet now he's just trying to peddle another lie and expect people to listen to him. I don't understand how anyone can take this man seriously. Oddly enough, NBC, it was actually acknowledging what I saw, the little bit that I saw today of the hearing, which is him just asking like yes or no questions, like, this is what happened, right? So apparently NBC not only noticed, but they did acknowledge it. So here's a look at that clip number one.
How is this committee avoiding confirmation bias? Because I don't know how they are. I didn't think Schiff's questioning was particularly effective. What you saw was a lot of what are called leading questions. Schiff was essentially testifying and then asking the witness to rubber stamp with a yes or no at the end.
Wouldn't you have wanted it reversed for public relations purposes? Like, I would have wanted to hear Bauer say the things that Schiff asked him.
Yeah, that's why we have rules about that in court. We ask for, in direct testimony, when it's your own witness, that witness has to tell the story. You have to get the evidence from the witness. You can't state it and then ask the witness to say,
Seems pretty rudimentary that, you know, you would know this, but this is what he's after. He's after a show, not an actual unbiased, actual committee. So, while all of this clown show is going on, Representative Andy Biggs tweeted this out. While Democrats continue to obsess over the illegitimate January 6th hearings, I'll be hosting a hearing that actually matters. It actually matters to Americans. And you can see that they had going on the Biden inflation and Biden's energy crisis hearing, which is actually, you know, what we're all feeling and experiencing and caring about right now. So it was Andy Biggs, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, and others. And as I said, this firm Zero Hedge, inflation is America's top concern. Doesn't take rocket scientists to recognize that. And that's why they're so desperately trying to do whatever they can to distract from the utter failure that this administration has had in combating and addressing and coming up with solutions to the top concern, inflation. So it's not guns, it's not climate change, nor trans rights. It's money in the wallet and ability to get what you need and keep your money from having, keep it having value is what I mean to say. So what's funny about this article is it does cite a chart here, and it says that inflation and cost of living is the top thing that Americans are concerned about at 44.3%. But you'll notice this was from April 2021 and March 2022. So a few months later, things are worse than ever. So I gotta imagine that this number is even higher at this point. But they just continue to lie to us. Let's take a look at what our press secretary has to say about if we are experiencing inflation or a possible recession right now. Let's take a look.
The president said last week that there's no inevitability around a recession, but there is a greater deal of market concern about exactly that. And I know that inflation is your number one concern, but can you talk a little bit about if you're doing anything at all to prevent a recession or a rise in unemployment?
So the way that we see this, and you've heard us talk about this, that we're in a moment of transition. We are in a unique situation.
Transgenderism,
with our,
transition, they're obsessed with transition.
Gains with our economy.
Inflation is
the
just
way that we
transgendering
see
right now.
Rate has held steady at 3.6, which is also near historic lows. Business investment remains strong. Household balance sheets remain strong. There was an analysis that came out recently that showed middle class Americans had an additional $10,000 in savings then before the pandemic. Another analysis found that all income groups had higher checking account balances at the end of March than they had pre-pandemic. So we see that the strength that we, our economic strength that we have seen from this past year, from the action that the president has taken with the American Rescue Plan, with what we have seen with the historical gains, that is going to help us deal with a recession. Right now, we don't see a recession right now. That is not, we're not in a recession right now. Right now, we're in a transition where we will
transition. There it is again.
Go into a place of stable.
They love that word, transition.
That's going to be our
focus. They're like, we don't see a problem. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's great. Everything's growing. They obviously just don't. All I need to see is the numbers going up when I fill up the gas, and it's just, it's like PTSD. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's bad. It's never been this bad. And I feel like this is only going to hurt them in the long run because we're all feeling it. We're all experiencing it. They're like, no, I don't. We're not. It's everything's great. Checking accounts are great. Everybody's employed. It's all rainbows and sunshine. Oh, I know that.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. but I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas, or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285. There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this: trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way: pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If it wasn't for InfoWars and their support of independent journalists like myself. So just remember that when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you get all of your favorite products, the ones that I've grown to love, like the vitamin D gummies that are delicious little lemon, easy to take every day, or the Brain Force Ultra, which I haven't taken yet, so hopefully I can get through this show, because I haven't taken that one yet today, but I do like it. It gives you lots of energy and clarity. And X2 is phenomenal. Turbo Force, that's a great, you get those in packets, mix it with your water, makes it easier to drink the water, and also gives you energy. So we need energy because we have a lot to pay attention to. And these are the ways that you can stay healthy. I love these groups of the, what do you call them? Bundles? See, I didn't take my brain force yet. The bundles that they have going on right now, you need to make sure that you're staying healthy, and you can do that by getting those bundles, like this immune support trifecta, which includes those vitamin D gummies, which I love so much. So make sure that you are staying healthy and also supporting the InfoWar, which it's just like a gift that keeps on giving, because then it supports independent journalists like myself, and we sure do appreciate it. So, this was some good news. I like to include good news when I can. So CNN suffers the worst ratings day in 22 years for key demographic as major shakeup looms. Okay, so CNN suffered, but yet Fox News continued to dominate the ratings in the key demo. So there's a lot of talk now again. I got excited when they started talking about this before, but it looks like they're talking about again that Brian Stelter might be ousted. So I feel like at this point we should start like an office pool and maybe like pick dates and throw in some money, have some fun with this. Will he be able to stay in the position or not? So this is coming from John Nicosia. Says Stelter is down to weeks, if not days, left at CNN. Reminding them of all the things that went wrong with the whole Zucker situation. Jim Nicosia is the president of News Cycle Media, and he is saying and predicting that Stelter could be out. Now, this is the same person that also predicted that Zucker's little girlfriend would be leaving, and she did. So, something to keep an eye on. Now, something that I don't really want to talk about but needs to be talked about is this whole Uvalde situation. More continues to come out every day, and it's been crazy because we've gotten so many conflicting reports about what happened there from the beginning. And Texas Tribune has done a really good job at trying to sort through the rumors and what actually happened. They came out with this article today that the DPS director, Steve McGraw, says officers in Uvalde could have taken down a gunman within 3 minutes had commander not hesitated. So this is like even worse than the already bad things that we were hearing about the breakdown of what happened with this Uvalde shooting. So he had testified before a Texas Senate committee laying blame on the commanding officer. And he said the response to the school shooting was an abject failure, and police could have stopped the shooter, like I said, 3 minutes after arriving if it were not for the indecisiveness of the on-scene commander who placed the lives of officers before those of the children. But just a quick note, I mean, think about this as it goes through the details and how it's talking about the breakdown of inaction, basically. The inaction was the fault of someone not giving them orders. This is another example of the epidemic we have with officers right now. I was talking about this in an earlier show in the week about how did we get to this point where the officers that we have supported, when everyone was saying defund the police, we supported them, and now they're frequently coming after parents who've been characterized as domestic parents. They're coming after parents. They're coming after people that are trying to get involved in elections. We saw that other case of the officers bullying that person who wasn't wearing a mask in the Detroit division, that same place. He was trying to be an election worker. They were saying, you have to wear a mask, even though the building did not require that. And you had the officers bullying him and saying he needed to put that mask on or they were going to escort him out. Officers, they've become foot soldiers. And here is a case where officers didn't act because they weren't given the order to. So you have children in danger, you hear shooting, and you have grown men that didn't do anything. They had the ballistic shields, they had everything they needed, and they didn't do anything because no one told them to? Really? we had gotten a call from it was a New York court officer had called in the other day, and he said the reason that we're seeing this is because they're getting rid of all of the good officers that have a brain and can think for themselves and don't need to wait for an order or will say just following orders. We've gotten rid of them because of these vaccine mandates, and so this is what we're left with: people that only just do what they're told, or I'm just doing my job, I'm just doing what I was told to do, or in the worst of times when we would need them the most, they do nothing because they didn't get the order. Really? This is a huge issue. Senator Paul Betancourt from Houston questioned Arundando's competence. So he was the one that was apparently, he's the fall guy because he was the district police chief, and he was apparently the one that wasn't giving the order. And Senator Paul Betancourt questioned his competence. He said he challenged Arundando to answer questions about his decision-making in public instead of testifying in the House behind closed doors. Come to the Senate where the public of Texas can ask these questions. This is just abominable. And it is. Now, this came out today, but before that is this one that is really, really comprehensive. And I definitely recommend you reading this from the Texas Tribune. If there's kids in there, we need to go in. Officers in Uvalde were ready with guns, shields, and tools, but not to clear orders, like I was talking about before. You've seen the picture there where I'm sure that's been shared on social media, where you see the officers there, they have their AR-15s, they have their ballistic shields, and they're just standing there. It says the officers in the hallway of Robb Elementary wanted to get inside classrooms 111 and 112 immediately. One such officer, one could think for himself, a special agent at the Texas Department of Public Safety, had arrived around 20 minutes after the shooting started. He said, are there still kids in the classrooms? If there is, then they just need to go in. The agent shot back, y'all don't know if there's kids in there? There's kids in there, we need to go in there. Whoever is in charge will determine that, came the reply. This is insane. And it breaks down the key findings. This was interesting. No security footage from inside the school showed police officers attempting to open the doors, which were connected by the adjoining drawer. And this is something that Arundando said that they did try and do, but no security footage so far shows that they even tried to open those doors. So sad this happened. All right, we're talking about the utter failure of the Uvalde school shooting and how mass media, the politicians, they all grabbed a hold of this from the very beginning, before we even knew anything much about this situation, which we still are trying to figure out what exactly caused this breakdown. But they were quick to latch on to this whole situation of it being all about guns, and if we took away all the guns, you know, something like this wouldn't have happened. But as more information comes in, we're seeing more and more that this was a utter failure when it comes to law enforcement response, and like I was saying in the last segment, an utter failure in the culture of law enforcement too. Now it is just boiled down to, I just follow the rules, I just do what I'm told, like this foot soldier mentality, and they also won't do anything unless they're told. Like in this case, they're saying that the officers didn't respond because they weren't given the command to respond, so they just didn't respond. Meanwhile, obviously there's an attack on the Second Amendment and your right to have a gun, but while you're dealing with that, the IRS is quietly buying up tons of ammo with your money. And this is from Representative Matt Gaetz. He was on Breitbart News on Saturday, and he says, this is so bizarre to me, but yeah, just between March and June 1st, we're talking about the IRS here. The IRS spent about $700,000 purchasing ammunition at the IRS. He says, we're asking questions about it, and frankly, there is a concern that this is part of a broader effort to have an entity in the federal government buy up ammo to reduce the amount of ammunition that is in supply, while at the same time making it harder to produce ammo. It is certainly strange. It would be nice to get some answers about why there's this sudden interest in buying a bunch of ammo at the IRS. Hopefully our representatives will dig into this further. But I did find this article from January of 2019 from Forbes. And the article, you know, wants to warn me. This article is more than 3 years old. But nevertheless, I went ahead and read the article anyways, right? So again, this is from Forbes. In 2019, IRS has 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, paying taxes, it says. An official, this is what the article says. This is an official report. It says at the end of 2017, the tax agency had 4,487 guns and 5,062,006 rounds of ammunition in its weapons inventory. How many of you knew that the IRS even had a weapons inventory? New to me. It says it also noted on the influential tax prof blog, some of the guns the IRS has are not for the faint of heart, including a few fully automatic guns. So while you have these politicians and the media painting semi-automatic guns as so terrible and no one needs it, and even Hillary Clinton had said no one needs a AR-15, well, is she gonna ask the IRS why they need a few fully automatic guns, machine guns, at their disposal? The IRS. This is weird, guys. So it is part of their criminal investigation division. And it's an interesting article from 2019. It also talks about how the IRS agents accidentally discharged their guns 11 times during 2009 to 2011, but most of the time it was discharging the guns accidentally. So it sounds like they know how to use them too, which is great. I wanted to talk about some box office blues. So we've all seen that Lightyear tanked. I mean, it was obviously, I love the Toy Story movies. It stinks that they had to ruin them in this way. Yeah. Loved Tim Allen as the voice.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't have the right mindset, so they had to get rid of him. And apparently there is this woman-to-woman kiss in this new Lightyear, because they have to have this everywhere now. Absolutely everywhere. And it hasn't done so well. And they spent a lot of money on this movie. And it is tanking. Now, I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that parents are rejecting this mass push of the wokeism, or if it's just people can't afford it. I mean, it could be simply that, too, that people are just going to the movies less.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm going to be fair about it and say, don't know if it's the wokeism or the fact that none of us have money, but it tanked nonetheless. But Disney is not learning their lesson. They're pushing infinity and beyond to continue with this agenda. Disney's Strange World is set to feature the first gay teen romance. So it wasn't enough to have two adult women kissing in Lightyear. Now they're gonna have a gay teen romance in their animated feature film, Strange World. So that's set to come out in November. It will be interesting to see how that does. I mean, it's no secret. We've seen them in the hidden or not so hidden phone calls talking about that they were making it a mission to include all kinds of identities, we'll say, in the movies. So here they're at it again. Looks like they're not going to learn their lesson with the Lightyear debacle, and now they're going to have a gay teen romance, which is just great. So parents, maybe it's time to just give up on Disney. I was hearing that if you now go and the traditional ones, the older Disney movies that many of us grew up with, I was hearing that for a lot of those, they're hard to find on the Disney Plus app. And when you do find them, they usually have warnings like, this may have depictions of cultures that you don't find comfortable. So it's just, it's all so ridiculous. But I did get to see the new Jurassic Park movie. That was good, but of course there was like a comment in there insinuating woman to woman attraction. It's just like, I turned to my husband, I'm like, it's everywhere. Like, does it have to be everywhere and in everything? My gosh. And this is after I had seen months ago, The Multiverse of Madness. I think that's what it's called. And that was horrible. That was a bad decision. My kids have been huge Marvel fans. And so we went to see this movie and it was funny because even the kids were like, they were not impressed by this movie at all. It was so weird. It was all like efforts of propaganda. The main character was named America, yet she was Latinx. She was Latinx, named America, and they were trying to save her. There was all this like Satanism and occult references in it. And so just so ridiculous. It's sad that we can't even have any good, clean, fun entertainment anymore. But I'm gonna be getting into the topic of COVID and these efforts to pump even the youngest with this experimental vaccine. Gonna have two guests, one that in the next hour that's going to be talking about how we need to basically build a whole new medical structure, one that we can trust. And then in the third hour, we're gonna be talking to Dr. Syed Haider, who is talking about how you should absolutely not vaccinate your babies. And he's gonna give us some insights. But got this article here from the Gateway Pundit. CDC insists severe reactions to COVID vaccines are rare, but a new survey proves that that is an absolute lie. Steve Kirsch has been such a warrior when it comes to exposing all of the lies that they're putting out there. And he notes that 20% of respondents reported they were vaccine injured in a poll. 20% number is remarkable because there was no pre-screening question and only 77.3% of Americans received at least one dose. That means if you were vaccinated, there's a 26% chance that you were injured. And if anyone paid attention to the vaccine adverse events reporting system, theirs, we would know this. But suddenly, it doesn't matter.
I'm a humble person.
And we have plenty of enemies right now. So, Bible says we shall be saved from our enemies. It also says, do not fear over and over and over again, which I talked about at the top of the show. So keep that in mind as we sometimes have to tackle these scary subjects. We have hope. We have hope in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that hope. So, that being said, we're talking more about the efforts to kill off the next population, to kill off our kids. Pushing of this vaccination to the youngest that can't properly consent, and there's just no need for it. There's no need. So here's this article that I was talking about before we went to break from the Gateway Pundit. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices on Saturday voted unanimously in favor of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna bioweapons injections for children as young as 6 months old following the Food and Drug Administration's authorizations of the shots on Friday. The CDC insists severe reactions to COVID vaccines are rare, yet the U.S. government has never conducted any research to determine the extent of injuries caused by the COVID vaccines. So it's really easy to say that, you know, side effects are rare if you don't actually do any research looking into this. So Kamala Harris, I saw that she had posted on Twitter about these vaccines being approved, and hey parents, get out there and get your kids vaccinated. It's been approved by the FDA, and she is getting destroyed in the comments, and it is glorious because it gives me hope. There's that word again, hope, that there are people that are waking up. Not everyone is deceived. And they point out in the comments, because we do have some smart people still out there, that well, Kamala Harris is saying that the FDA has approved these safe and effective vaccines. People are quick to correct her and say, if they're so safe and effective, why are they only approved for emergency use? There's still no fully approved vaccine. It's all this emergency use authorization. And would they have been approved if we weren't under a state of emergency?
Hey.
Important questions
hey.
To ask.
No.
So about this poll, the VCRF, they outsourced the polling company Pollfish to survey 500 randomly selected people exclusively on the effects of the COVID vaccine. And through this polling, they found that there's about a 26% chance that you were injured if you got the vaccine. Here's some other breakdowns of the poll. 30% of the households have a vaccine-injured person. 45% of extended families have a vaccine-injured person. In 87 of the cases where there was a vaccine injury, there was either a doctor's visit or a hospital stay or both. 54%, more than half of the injured, are still impacted today. 45% of the vaccine injured said it would shorten their lifespan. 41% of the injured are unable to hold a job. The rate of vaccine injury gathered in the survey is comparable to the now completely ignored VAERS system, which for many, many years was supposed to serve as a red flag. Hey, look over here, might be something wrong, but is now just completely ignored. Just completely ignored, which is just so strange. and then there's this article from NoQ Report, conspiracy theory confirmed COVID jabs increase risk of infection, according to New England Journal of Medicine. So there's been plenty of other studies that have shown this, but the media is always quick to somehow, one way or another, call them debunked. So now we have the New England Journal of Medicine, which is and has been highly revered, and it is breaking this down for us. So it was huge in scale, sifted through data collected from over 100,000 people infected by the Omicron variant. It lends credibility to the statistical significance of the findings, which are absolutely startling. Here are the key points. Those who have been fully vaccinated with two shots from Moderna or Pfizer are more likely to contract COVID-19 than those who have not been vaccinated at all. We're seeing that just in everyday life. I know so many people that have gotten the shot, or I mean, even the people that are in positions of publicity, like Dr. Fauci, like Kamala, like Jen Psaki, like all of these people who have spearheaded this vaccine. We have seen over and over again them getting COVID. And then I myself have never been vaccinated, and I don't believe I've ever had COVID, although I wouldn't know because I wasn't testing myself all the time. So if I had it, I'm assuming I had it because my husband has had COVID twice, and you know, he is my husband. So if he had it, I should have caught it, but I never did. So either I already had it or I'm just super immune, probably because of these supplements is probably what it is. InfoWarsStore.com. That's probably why I've never gotten sick. But anyways, so the government of Canada, according to the expose, the government of Canada has confirmed that the vaccinated population account for 4 in every 5 COVID-19 deaths. So 4 out of 5 people that have been vaccinated are, 4 of every 5 COVID-19 deaths are of people that have been vaccinated. This is crazy. Since the middle of February, and 70% of those deaths have been among the triple vaccinated population. And they just ignore these things. Vaccination increases risk of COVID-19, but infection without vaccination gives immunity. Thinking that's me, maybe, but I don't know if I had it or not. I don't really care. So.
We'll talk about that in a minute, but saw Mary Kelly Bowden,
because she's constantly being attacked on Twitter. She's so brave. She shared this video. Methodist Hospital is hiding financial records of how they spent their profits from the pandemic. Let's take a look at that. Clip 4.
Mm-hmm. I'll read it because there's no sound. And that was before COVID. Methodist fired workers who wouldn't take a forced vaccine. As a nonprofit charity hospital, they get to escape taxes. Keep playing. Now they want to hide all the financial records that show how they spent their profits from the pandemic. They are asking Judge Lauren Reeder to protect them. And that, you can, is there audio here?
Chosen secrecy over transparency.
Bowden is the River Oaks doctor who's been fighting for prescription freedom and an end to vaccine mandates.
I'm not seeking any financial gains from this or personal gain. I'm simply seeking the truth, which we all deserve.
The court hearing, June 27th, and our position is simple. You get to avoid taxes because you promised transparency. That's why Wayne Dolphine joined the lawsuit. What does Methodist not want you to see? Okay, sorry. I'm trying to read this for the people that are just listening as opposed to being able to watch and read the words. Dolcefino.com, D-O-L-C-E-F-I-N-O.com is apparently where you can find out more about what they're doing with that situation. And while we're at it, Mary Tally Bowden is also frequently going after what she calls the ped squad. So all these pediatricians that are just lockstep, all about selling that big pharma money. So she also shared this video. Let's take a look at that.
We don't talk about Bruno. Bruno says it looks like rain.
Where's the umbrella?
In doing so, he floods my brain.
I would like to see umbrella.
Sorry, in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway,
we don't talk about Bruno.
No,
okay,
no.
So if you are just listening, that probably wouldn't have made sense. Basically, it was a TikTok video of the what they call, I guess they call themselves the Ped Squad. Sounds too close to pedo squad to me, but it means pediatrician. Ped Squad, I guess maybe how you would pronounce that. It's spelled P-E-D. Like I said, too close to pedo squad for me. But they're basically to that song. The words over the top are, we don't talk about long COVID. We don't talk about that kids could be at risk for long COVID and it exists and, you know, that there are cases rising, except they leave out the part where that's not really affecting kids. It's all so deceptive and these people are laughable. Just because you have a DR before your name doesn't mean you're smart.
FreeWorldOutlet.com.
All right, welcome back to the War Room. We're in the second hour already of the show. The topic for this segment is going to be the medical industrial complex is broken. We all know that. So what does that mean to Americans? Well, obviously, we need our own system. We're seeing this done in other ways when it comes to so many other things, having to rebuild structures. We've had to build our own pay systems, you know, because like we can't rely on PayPal or Stripe or anything because they've canceled people. We've had to build our own social media platforms, obviously. So many things have needed to be rebuilt to reflect what we need, essentially. And one of the biggest things is obviously the medical area. It's scary to even try and find a doctor or a pediatrician or a dentist or anything. It's scary to even set out and look for one because it's not just about what your insurance will accept. It's if you are going to end up with a doctor like you just saw in the video before, or which I feel like no doctor would be better than one of those people, or you're gonna get somebody that's gonna try and pressure you into a shot. I know my friend dealt with this when she was pregnant. they treated her awful, she said. And this is actually a liberal friend of mine. She said, wow, you know, I don't agree with you, because like I said, she's very liberal. She's like, but I do appreciate what you're doing, because she's like, when I was pregnant, I just felt like it was too soon to get the shot, and I couldn't believe how badly they treated me when I said I wanted to wait. She's like, the doctor instantly got nasty with me and like pretty much left the room and slammed the door and woke her up a little bit, and at least in that area, still praying that maybe there'll be other areas she wakes up in. But that being said, we're gonna be talking to Adam, where's his name? Adam Hartage, I think is how you say his name. Adam Hartage. And he has a long list.